Hello.
Good morning, this is Jade.
Yeah.
Good morning, it's Lois calling from INS Law. I'm just calling in regards to your Scottish redress application. Is now a convenient time to talk?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect, thank you. I have just missed your call, and I do apologise.
No, sorry.
So, just for data protection, can you confirm your full name for me, please?
Yeah, it's Jade Davidson. I have to give you all my middle names as well, or?
You can do it entirely to you.
It's Jade Davidson.
Okay. And then your date of birth.
It's 13/05/1989.
And then I do just need to let you know that calls are recorded for training and quality purposes.
Yeah, no worries.
So I'm just going to take some details for your application now, if that's okay. And did you say your date of birth was the 13th of May 1989?
Yes.
Perfect. And could you provide me with your home address, please?
Yeah, it's 80 North Reeves Place in Whitburn, and it's EH478HE.
The first line of the address, would you mind just spelling that for me, please?
North Reeves, so it's REEVES.
Perfect. And that was number 80.
Yes.
And was the postcode E for Echo, H for Hotel, 478, H for Hotel, E for Echo.
Yes.
Thank you. Hi, in regards to how we communicate with you, are you okay with phone calls, text message, and email?
Yeah.
Perfect. And would you like to add a password to your account just as an extra layer of security?
Nelly, the word Nelly.
Nelly.
NELLIE.
Perfect. Thank you.
No worries.
So I appreciate that discussing experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting. So please take your time during this call. If you need a break, further explanation, support, or prefer to continue another time, just let me know. Do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make us aware of at this stage?
No.
Okay. So the purpose of today's call is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme, explain your options, explain how INS Law operates, discuss funding and fees, and gather initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you. The Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us. You are entitled to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme. So they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. However, under the government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with the application, regardless of whether you're successful or not. So INS Law does not operate under the statutory scheme and will not claim this government funded fees. If you do decide to instruct us, you would be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. So at this stage, please can you confirm that you've not instructed any other solicitors to act for you in relation to your application?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So this means if your application is unsuccessful, you pay us nothing.
Yeah.
And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you also pay nothing.
Okay.
If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment. So you'll never pay more than the agreed cap, which is 19.2%.
No worries.
Okay, so it is important that I make clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of the award that the scheme may award you. The Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I would explain in detail during this call. So if instructed, we can assist with whether you'll be eligible to apply to the Redress Scheme,
mm-hmm.
gathering and reviewing evidence, preparing and submitting the application, corresponding with the Scottish Redress Scheme, advising you of any offer made, explaining the statutory waiver if an award is offered, and assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme.
No
worries. So if a redress offer is made, we do fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide to accept any offers. This is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters at hand. You would never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences. If you decide to proceed, you do have a 14-day cancellation period after signing the agreement. You can cancel within that period for any reason without a charge. And if you choose to, you can authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So are you happy for the work to begin immediately while your cancellation rights still remain?
I might say yes, because I've not cancelled.
Say that again, sorry.
Sorry?
Would you say that again, please?
I said, is that just in the basis of if I cancel, I say yes?
No, so if you want us to do the work for you in regards to the Scottish redress application.
Oh, right, yes, yeah, sorry, I misheard you. Yeah,
no,
sorry.
Okay. So you, obviously, if we begin work, you do still have the 14-day cancellation rate. That's all that means.
No worries.
So that we are able to formally act for you, we require proof of your ID for verification purposes.
Yes.
We need a copy of photographic ID and proof of your address dated within 3 months of today's date. We require this information to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. And following on from our conversation, I will send you an email in relation to what is acceptable and what is not acceptable forms of ID.
Yes. So, can I just ask quickly, I changed my name through Deedpoll like a couple of months ago, but I've never actually changed my name on anything else since I've done it, because it's not legal, it's just through Deedpoll. Like,
yeah.
My name is still Jade Davidson on my bank, it's still Jade Davidson on my Universal Credit, like it's Jade Davidson everywhere. Nobody knows
yeah.
that I changed my name, so
yeah.
The photographic ID does say Jade Gavin, but see, as long as I have the proof of name change and my original birth certificate, well, it's
yeah.
still be alright to just proceed under Jade Davidson.
Yeah, so as long as you've got the proof of obviously the name change, then that should be fine.
Right, that's fine. No worries.
So I just need to gather some further information. So we've went through your basic details. So yeah, so one of them is, have you legally changed your name at any time? So what did you say the name that you've changed it to was?
Jade Gavin.
G-A-V-I-N.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and was you known by Jade Davidson while you were in care?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you able to provide me with your mother and father's name?
Sorry?
Are you able to provide me with your mother and father's name, please?
Yeah, so my mum's name is Katie Catherine Davidson.
And is this Catherine with a C or a K?
A C.
And then also your father's name?
That would be John Good, sir.
And would you mind just spelling that for me, please?
G-O-O-D-S-I-R.
Thank you. And then also your GP surgery that you registered to?
That would be Whitburn GP surgery.
And then, do you know your address prior to care?
I think it was for Annadale Gardens in Glenrothes. I don't know how to spell that.
It's okay. In Glenrothes.
Yeah. In a place called Macedonia in Glenrothes.
Okay. Yeah, for Annadale Gardens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good because I was in care when I was three.
Quite a good memory.
I have, just a wee bit.
Okay, so have you been diagnosed with any terminal illness?
Not terminal illness, no.
Okay. And would you like to add a nominated beneficiary to your application?
Yeah, I'd like to add my partner, if that's okay.
Yeah, would you like to give me his details, just his first and surname?
Yep, his name is Kenneth Gavin.
It's Kenneth.
Yes.
And then his date of birth, please.
Is 20/03/1989.
Thank you. And have you got a contact number?
Yeah, it's 07534.
Yeah.
934.
Mm-hmm.
051.
Thank you. Okay, so I'll just need to go into a little bit of detail in regards to your care settings.
Yes.
So firstly, I'll take the details of the location, the name and the locations of the care settings, and then I'll take a little brief statement of the experience that you had in each setting, if there was more than one, or...
Yes.
If that's okay. So... How many care settings were you in?
The first one that I ever would have been in, I don't actually remember their second name.
Mm-hmm.
I would need to contact my mum and find out if she remembers, or even if we were in the long run able to get my, you know, like when you were in care and you have like a big file.
Yes, yeah, that's what we'll do. I feel that as the application progresses.
It would probably be in the file, but all I can remember is that their names were Alice and Jock.
Alice and Jock?
Yes.
And was this a foster home? Or
it was a foster home, a temporary foster home, when I would have been about three.
Yeah, that's fine. Because as we progress the application, what we do when we send it to redress, we are able to get all the council records and the care records. They do come back to us. So obviously, if you don't remember the actual locations, then it's fine.
Yeah.
And if you said it was when you were three, that would be about 1991, 92?
Yes.
And which area was this in, do you know?
It would have been in Fife somewhere.
Okay, and what was the next one?
So the next, so it would have been Roseanne and Peter Payton.
And that was another foster care home.
Yeah, that was in Dunfermline.
In Dunfermline?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just putting in the locations now. And what year was you placed in this one?
The year, I'm not exactly sure. I want to say it was probably 1993 or 1994. But I know that address, it was 18 Streets Place in Town Hill, Dunfermline. Can I even remember the phone number?
Really?
Yeah.
Sometimes phone numbers stick in your head as well.
It's mental because their phone number and my boyfriend's number are the only two that I know.
Yeah. And was there any more care sentence?
I would have stayed with them for 9 years, and then in 2002 or 2003, I would have went to Red Gorton Girls School in Perth.
Was that Red Gorton?
Yeah, REDGORTON.
And was that in Perthshire?
Yeah.
And this was 2003, did you say?
Yeah, round about. I think it would have been really early 2003.
Yeah. Okay, and is there any more after that?
Yeah, there's Moorhouse Care and Education in Bathgate.
Moorhouse?
Moor, so M-O-O-R-E, House, Care and Education. I think it's Jane Moor.
Okay.
The Jane Moor Trust, it comes under, and it's Moorhouse Care and Education.
Ah, okay. And that was in Bathgate?
Yeah.
And at what time was you placed here? So what year?
That would have been, I think it was like March 2003.
Okay. Okay, so we've got that one down as well. Was there any more after this?
No, that's it.
Okay. So we've got foster care with Alice and Jock, foster care with Anne and Peter, and then Red Gorton Girls School and Moorhouse Residential.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So what I'll need to do now is, in regards to like being in care and receiving abuse of any kind, I'll need to take a brief statement for each care setting.
Yeah.
Further down the line, what we'll do is when we've sent the application to redress, you'll get the opportunity to give a more in-depth witness statement. So it'll be more focused questions for each care setting.
Yeah.
So if you want to just tell me in your own words about the experience that you had in the first foster home.
Yeah, so I was only with them for a couple of months. They used to lock me and my brother in our attic bedroom.
Yeah.
And they were just abusive, like they would just leave us in the room for a long time, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they put food down my pajamas one time.
Yeah.
Aye. Just a bit of neglect and a bit of abuse, I would say.
Yeah.
To summarise it.
And what was that about your food and pyjamas, did you say?
Yeah. My brother had nicked a tomato in the kitchen and blamed it on me, so they cut the tomato up and put it down my jammy top and made me go to my bed.
Yeah.
With the tomato in my top.
Can't imagine that would have been nice.
It's a bit weird to be fair.
Yeah, again, if I do go quiet, I'm just typing up your responses.
Yeah, no worries. They cut my hair really, really short as well. Just
in the first foster home?
Yeah. My mum had been growing my hair since I was born.
Yeah.
And it was like right down to the bottom of my back. And they cut it up just under my ears.
Really?
It was horrible.
Yeah, I could imagine.
I looked ridiculous. Yeah, me man, what is it? I'm on the phone now. You go and sit with Daddy. You go and see Dad. I don't know who it is. You don't know who it is either.
What is that? Yeah.
That's Mummy's speaker.
How do you say that?
Just for listening to music.
Ah.
I don't know, it's broken.
And what's the other one?
I don't know.
What's up?
Yeah.
I broke that.
Did you break it?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, yes.
And what's the other one?
Yeah, wee jobby.
What are the other things I got?
I don't know. It's in the bin.
Oh.
Alright.
All of them in the bin.
Yeah, I put all of them in the bin. Right, go and see Dad. Because I'm on the phone. I told you, I don't know. What's your name, Hen?
My name?
Yeah.
Lois.
Lois. It's Lois. Right, go and see Dad.
I'm
not that I don't know. Stop asking me that random question.
Okay, so whenever you're ready, we'll just move on.
Yeah,
to the
on
next
you go. On
hill.
You go.
So yeah, if you want to just tell me how life was with Anne and Peter, was it?
Roseanne and Peter, yeah.
Yeah.
2 seconds, I'm gonna have to get rid of him first.
Okay,
go and see Dad, Dad. Can you try and keep him through here? Wait a minute. Roseanne and Peter were extremely religious. They were very strong Christians, we'll just say devout Christians.
Yeah.
And was brought up alongside the rules in their family, like going to church all the time, had to go on my knees and pray at bedtime.
Yeah.
I had to go to Bible camp during summer holidays instead of going and playing with my pals. Me and my brother were initially put there together. My brother was abusing me, and they eventually had to move him to another foster carer. I don't know how to summarise it in like a short amount, because there's so much that happened. Like, I don't know, obviously, like you said, I'll get a better chance to speak about it.
Yeah, no, you can go it and time up to you if you want to just go into further detail. I can do.
I'm just trying to remember it all.
Yeah.
I can go, that's so much. I should have really wrote stuff down.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
But I just basically being pushed into religion from an early age, that it wasn't something that I chose or that my parent chose. It was just something that we were forced to do, and the social work didn't really seem to give a shit. That,
yeah.
It's basically forced religion, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just, they were also abusive when I was there. Very strict rules about everything. Like I said, I'll get more in depth into it when I get the chance in the future. But for now, I would just say an overall basis would be forced religion and abusive behaviour and stuff too.
Yeah. And was this like emotional abuse, physical abuse?
Emotional abuse.
Yeah. Yeah, so when you do actually do the witness statement in further detail, you can take your time with that, and it'll be like going through in depth each case and at a time.
Yeah.
And then you'll be more prepared, more or less, for that. Because we do book that in at a time, that's the best.
Well, I'm going to probably the day I might sit down with my notepad and just write down as much as I can remember.
Yeah, just document it also that you're not put on the spot. Basically.
Yeah.
Okay, so got them two. So we'll move on to Red Gorton Girls School.
Yeah.
Okay, so whenever you're ready.
When I was there, I wouldn't necessarily say that I faced any abuse or anything like that. It was more just you're sort of forgotten about.
Yeah. Well, that's
I was actually only there for like 2 weeks, to be fair, so it's not really, there's not much to report on Red Gordon.
Yeah. Okay, so we can leave that one out in regards to a statement for that one.
Yeah.
But obviously we can do Mulhouse, if you prefer.
So in the space of time that I was in Mulhouse, I had multiple staff being sexual towards me. I had my room set on fire. I got raped when I was 13 when I just started there. Someone got me into trying heroin when I was 13.
Yeah.
There was a lot of things happened.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear this.
Yeah.
Did you say you had your room set on fire?
I did, yeah.
Okay, just so that I can pull into the statement. Okay, so obviously that is short enough but a bad enough statement as it is.
Yeah.
So we'll just keep that quite brief if you want, rather than going into
detail
on that one. In regards to the rape and the drugs, was it the staff members that done this?
No.
Okay.
It was related to a staff member that had worked in the children's home, though, because the reason that I ended up in a house where that happened to me was because there was a female staff member who worked at Moore House as a cleaner.
Yeah.
And she was directing kids to her ex-husband in Bathgate, and he was selling all the kids like drugs, like weed and stuff like that. And so this girl had took me to his house, but she obviously got the address and we were directed towards there from a staff member. So it was sort of tied to a staff member at my house. It just wasn't directly them that did it to me.
Yeah. I'll just make that clear in the statement.
No worries.
Okay, so I've noted them down for you. So in regards to the redress application, there is two types of applications that can be pursued.
Yeah.
So there's the fixed payment of £10,000.
Uh-huh.
So this is a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of the abuse you suffered.
Yeah.
And then there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000.
Right.
So this is decided by a closed panel, and it's dependent on the level of abuse that you've suffered.
Yeah.
So based on what you've told me today, I am going to pursue the individually assessed payment for yourself.
Okay.
So you won't need to attend any meeting with the Scottish Redress Scheme in person. It is us that provides the witness statements on your behalf to the scheme to tell your story.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to make sure everything's correct on your application just before we move any further.
Yeah.
I also need to ask, have you received any relevant payments in regards to criminal injuries compensation in relation to the abuse?
No, never.
Okay. And have you got any criminal convictions or have you been imprisoned for 5 years or more?
No, never.
Okay. Okay, so everything seems to be okay. So based on the information you provided me today, excuse me, the next step would be for me to send you over some documents to sign and return back to us.
Yes.
So it will be a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, a letter of authority, which allows us to act on your behalf, the request for proof of address and proof of identity, and then the application forms for redress.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send you them now. They are sent by text and email. So you just need to go on the email and click on the link.
Yeah.
And it'll direct you to digitally sign the documents.
I do.
So I'll just pop them over to you now. You're under no pressure or obligation to proceed with it. I can stay on the phone and guide you through how to do it if you'd like, or you can take them away in your own time. Look at them and sign them.
I'll take them one time just because my wee boy starts nursery in 25 minutes. So
yeah, no,
I need to get my arse in gear.
That's fine. I'll send them over. You should receive them in a few moments.
Well, it'd be through text and email, you said?
Text and email, yeah.
No worries.
Obviously, on the form, I have included both names because with the name change, Okay, so if we do need anything further, we will get in touch. But obviously, we just need them back, signed and returned back to us now.
Yeah.
And then we can go forward with getting your proof of address and proof of identity, and then we'll be able to send it off to redress.
No worries. Cheers very much for your help.
Oh, thank you for your time today. You take care.
Cheers. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.